Before we begin, I need to let you know that I like ghost signs a lot. In fact, I have a photo blog devoted to them. But I'm not the only fan. Maya Droge of Over the Rhine is also a ghost sign enthusiast.
A ghost sign is a former advertisement that doesn't advertise anything current or advertises a business that's no longer in existence.
Droge is a graphic designer and says she likes seeing the old lettering and painting, but she also appreciates the historic aspect.
It gives you insight into the economic history of an area. Even though what you're looking at is a visual artifact, I think it really tells you what made a neighborhood or a city run back in the day.
When she moved to Cincinnati in 2008, Droge started her own blog about ghost signs and local architecture as an excuse to explore her new neighborhood. She says the signs give her a sense of what Cincinnati once was. Some ghost signs are lost to history as they fade away. Sometimes the buildings they're on get torn down, like the Liberty Tire building in Northside. Sometimes the signs get painted over. In 2013, Artworks painted a mural on top of the American Luggage Company sign on the Tender Mercies building on 12th Street between Vine and Race. You can see the photos at WVXU.org. Corey Wolf is director of public art for Artworks and says it doesn't have a policy on ghost signs.
I think we've tried to shy away from that. I think that we, you know, as artists, we really respect what's been done in the past, and I don't think that we're eager to cover anything up.
There was discussion about putting a mural over the Denison Hotel sign at 7th and Main, but Artworks' Christine Carley says they decided not to.
They are historic in the sense they are artifacts of the past, but many people, I think, still view them as sort of visual pollution. Not everybody, but, you know, some people do.
Carley says since the mural program started in 2007, no one has complained about a ghost sign being covered up, but no one's talked to them about saving one either.
All signs in general, and all painting in general, is something that degrades over time. And so anything you put on a wall that degrades over time is going to become an eyesore instead of something of beauty.
And there isn't a way to stop that fading. Just ask Todd Swarmstedt. He founded the American Sign Museum to preserve this part of America's history. The Camp Washington Museum displays a lot of neon and plastic molded signs, but Swarmstedt says it's not easy to keep a ghost sign.
It's problematic to take down a building brick wall, one brick by brick, and then reinstall it. But what we have done is we have rescued a mail pouch barn.
Those mail pouch tobacco signs were painted on barns across the country starting in the 19th century, and so the museum took the wooden wall apart and reassembled it inside as an exhibit. But a sign painted on the side of a brick building isn't so easy to save.
There really isn't a good way to restore an outdoor painted wall, whether it's on brick or stucco or whatever, without repainting it.
Maya Droge is against repainting ghost signs. She says they should be allowed to fade away naturally.
They were never intended to be permanent, and once they're no longer useful, it seems a little bit odd to me to preserve them when at this point they're just wall decoration. At the same time, when I see them get painted over or removed altogether, that bums me out because I do enjoy seeing the bits and pieces of history.
So she and other fans of ghost signs, including me, will have to satisfy ourselves with what we're doing now, taking pictures and hoping those signs that are still around will be allowed to weather on their own. To see examples of ghost signs, go to WVXU.org. I'm Bill Reinhart, 91.7 WVXU.